coming up now.
After Kemi. No, after Kemi. No, no, wait, wait. No, it's Kemi. After.
Well, let's get started anyway, because we're short of time. My name's Simon Webb, and I work for a private sector company. People were asking earlier, why do private sector companies get interested in this? And the answer for us is that we've found that risk management has allowed us to help deal with some of the world's most intractable problems. In Britain, it's nuclear cleanup, and risk management has helped there. And so we were delighted, as part of our vision to try and improve the world, as well as making a profit, to come and join a conference which is looking about this very serious problems of the oceans that were laid out, if I may say so, so clearly and so expertly by our colleague from UNCTAD earlier in the presentation here. So we were delighted to come and join in the conference organized by our colleague Roland Cornier at a very distinguished research institute in northern Germany, to see what risk management might do to help with this problem. And I think looking at it from the perspective of, if you like, of a risk practitioner, oh, thank you. I just wanted to start by the point that this is a complex issue in many spheres. It's not just about fishing. There's also a huge marine pollution problem, and see many concerns now about plastics and other debris. You're talking about coastal and marine ecosystems. You're talking about the impacts of acidification. And in that situation, regulation is clearly important, and I think our colleagues have made a powerful case for regulation. But that regulation is in a shifting and difficult and complex environment. And if you try to apply a rules-based approach to regulation in that situation, you will find very quickly that the rules are inappropriate, they have unexpected consequences, and that people react badly to them. So we see a place here for the kind of modern approach to risk management, which has been discussed in this group, and we think could make a real difference to this particular issue of fisheries as part of SDG 14, and as I'll touch on later, thinking more widely all the time. And having looked at the fisheries segment, we've found a lot of expertise and there, but perhaps they need a more systematic approach to risk management. I'll come on to that now. So all decent regulation and risk management needs to be based on good science. So we've been trying to look, and it came out of the conference which Roland coordinated for us in the spring, at four areas where science and good regulation could come together in this sphere to help SDG 14. And you'll see we have in mind a conference with the international sphere, which with the scientific community. And we've come up with four topics which we think would be really interesting to explore in more depth. The bridges between managing activities and their pressures in regulated context versus protection and conservation measures. Secondly, what are the key environmental indicators that bear on performance indicators, risk indicators, and key control indicators? We know from other fields that these can be very powerful in helping in a good regulatory system. What would science tell us about their role here? The next is about governance, and I'll come back to that a bit more in a moment, and the role of stakeholders, and the role of scientific and technical advisory processes. It's very important in a sphere where you get a lot of kind of press speculation and you can get currents, to use a bad pun, of opinion can flow about the oceans, but you actually need to keep coming back to the science. And so to make a link to the great scientific research institutions which there are existing here seems to us a very powerful approach. So I think the problem of governance is key to thinking about strategic risk. there's no point really in moving to a new system of regulation, of with, even in a better risk-based manner, if it isn't bedded in reasonable governance. And there's a real problem here about particularly the open oceans, which fall to nobody. Sometimes people talk about SDG 14 as the lost SDG, because it doesn't have an owner. And as we get into some of those other problems about pollution and acidification, those are going to bear on fisheries in ways which we'll find very difficult. And as a visitor to the United Nations, it's a pleasure for me to recommend that the United Nations is probably the only world body which can really get to grips with that issue of governance in the wider oceans, because, as the Ocean Conference has shown, they can have that convening authority, and they're actually the only place that could really pass an instrument to take action on the wider ocean. So I leave that recommendation from the private sector to the public sector. I'd just like to make a point about looking across the SDGs rather than focusing on one. And something dear to my heart is that some of these commercial pressures which were brought out for us by other speakers create a very dangerous situation for the people who actually get involved in commercial fishing. In Britain, this commercial fishing is 10 times the most dangerous industrial activity of any other. And I know around the world there are other things like mining and so on which are comparable, but it is nonetheless the case that fishing is a very dangerous occupation, and some of these commercially driven huge fishing fleets actually cause some of those dangers by fishing in bad weather. They hide away, won't tell anybody where they are, and therefore you can't rescue them, and they fish more than they need to, as was brought out early. And that seems to me a link to SDG 5, where we should be also caring about another SDG, which is about the safety of people. And these two things can come together, I think, in the context of fisheries. So there we are, a small contribution from a new group of people, if you like. We think that risk management can help in this shifting regulatory sphere here. We've got some tools and techniques. We'd like to go off and talk to some scientific friends next year, and we'd like then to come back, Roland's chairmanship and others' support, to try and make a contribution to this problem. Thank you.